The Empty Throats are a four-piece Adelaide band which boasts toe-tapping rhythms, psychedelic melodies and powerful vocals. Stuart, the band's vocalist and clarinetist, and Matt, who plays guitar, joins us now live in the studio. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, I've never really been good at describing genres, so how would you two describe your sound?
Oh, that's something we've never been good at either, but I suppose...
Put you on the spot.
a bit of psychedelic progressive rock with... maybe some clarinet, you know?
Yeah.
It's a bit odd.
Bit of jazz sometimes.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. The psych prog rock with clarinet.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
It's pretty unique.
And where did the name Empty Threats come from? Did you guys have a lot of empty threats when you were growing up?
Well, the band with some different members started, I think, in high school. And there was a teacher, and her name was Hansford, and she was giving some empty threats, and we said, Hansford and empty threats. And then originally it was Hansford and the empty threats, and then nobody could remember Hansford, so we just scrapped Hansford and went just empty went threats.
Oh, I wonder what the teacher would have thought if she ever found that you guys had used her name.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because she's actually my partner's neighbor. Like, she lives on her street.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
And she pointed her out to me one time, and it was like, wow, that's...
You should totally go up to her and talk to her and be like, you inspired our band.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Adelaide's really small like that. My partner's neighbour is the teacher from whom I got our band name.
Yeah, exactly. We're probably all related, you know?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
possible.
That's true. And you've just been on tour, is that right? And wrapped up at the Cranker?
Yes, we have. So we just did a bit of a small tour, so over to Victor Harbour and Melbourne. And then came back to the Cranker for our single launch.
Mm. It's a great venue. Did you have fun?
Oh, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah. It was probably one of the best lineups we've played with, really.
Yeah, great Adelaide local lineup with Ella Eon, Donnarumma and Druid Fluids. Mm. So it was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. And what do you guys like on stage? Are you the kind of guys who are, you know, sort of introspective and stand up there and play, but you're kind of inward, or do you like to get out and enjoy the crowd a bit
well,
more?
Well, I guess the three of us are probably a bit introspective like that, but then Stuart's a bit of an animal.
Yeah, so. I don't really know what happens. I kind of get up in there, I just blank, and then just might go a bit crazy sometimes.
But. You kind of have like a fugue state when you're on stage.
Yeah, essentially, you know, you kind of get into it, and then you can't really get out of it until... the set finishes, I suppose. So whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, Breakfast Radio is very similar. I'll come out of the studio. I'm like, oh, what happened? It was 2.5 hours. Where am I?
Yeah, you can't really remember what happened.
It sounds like you shouldn't have said that, man. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Were there any highlights of your tour?
Well, it was kind of fun playing Melbourne. Like, we played there once before at the Evelyn. It was like a really big venue, and it was probably a bit too much for us at that stage. But we played like a little niche little... bar called Red Betty in Brunswick, and it was really intimate and really nice. So yeah. I think that was probably
very
a highlight.
Nice.
Yeah,
just the driving up Saturday and driving back Sunday was a bit of a hassle, I suppose. But you know,
that would be a struggle, I assume.
It's part of the fun of it all.
It's kind of a rite of passage, I think. You've got to do that big journey and
exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I kind of enjoy it. You just stock up on the coffees and the energy drinks and all the road food.
And shake your way along.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're live in the studio with Matt and Stuart from the Empty Threats. Now, you guys have released a track, Loss of Breath, last month. A repeating theme in that song is a lack of sleep. And you mentioned the coffee and the energy drinks.
It's pretty relatable.
Very relatable.
It is very relatable. It's rather honest as well. Is that kind of your policy, honesty?
Yeah, well, it's for me as the lyricist, I suppose go for stuff that helps me out and how I'm feeling. And a lot of it goes through dealing with mental health and how to deal with that through music and, you know, tired all the time, you know, you don't really want to do anything, but you do need to do things. Or I suppose it's probably just an honesty, that comes through lyrics.
Excellent. Yeah. Shall we have a listen to it?
We can definitely give it a listen. Now, you're going to be playing at Jive on Saturday.
Yes,
night.
We will be. Yeah.
So we're playing with Babe Rainbow and Wild Rocket.
Yeah, it should be a wild night.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for coming in the studio. Let's have a listen to Loss of Breath.